These are the sounds that hit the ear whenever one moves around some places in towns or cities around Zimbabwe. It is estimated that 90% of the people in Zimbabwe are surviving on vending, while the remaining 10% is formally employed. 700,000 people, to be precise, according to Zimstat figures. In the past, women constituted the majority of street vendors, with a small percentage of men being Mozambican nationals, who have since returned back to their country as their economy has vastly improved. Things have since changed, as men are now equally represented on the streets, either selling vegetables or other wares. Most of them have a different story to tell as to why they are into vending. Although the common denominator is that there are no jobs on the market, there are other factors which has forced them into this industry. Only a few of them did not go up to O-level, with most of them having gone up to A-level, while others have university degrees and diplomas from top colleges. What the vendors are craving for is survival in these harsh economic times, where thousands, including civil servants, continue to lose jobs and earnings on daily basis. Munyaradzi Muchena is one of the vendors who have been relocated to the corner of Chinoy Street and Kwame Nkrumah, having operated from townhouse for some time. He had this to say of his new profession.
I went as far as A-level. I'm in the street. There's no employment, but we create employment because I'm the man. I create my own environment. I have a family to look after.
33-year-old Rodama Chingauta is a single woman with two children who says vending has helped her a lot in her life.
I was married with two children. My husband left me with the children. I said no to prostitution. Now I'm selling clothes and so far, so good.
The Secretary General of the National Education Union of Zimbabwe, Matthias Guchutu, says the government is lucky that Zimbabweans by their nature are peaceful people. Otherwise, by now, there would have been chaos in the country.
Imagine all these thousands of people, if they were in the streets without doing anything, and they would be busy complaining about the government that they're not doing anything for us. What would happen in this country? We'd be having gangs of bandits. So I think they've done a good thing. They actually helped government. Government should be very happy that there are such people.
The vendors say the small pickings from selling tomatoes, airtime or second-hand clothes is enough for them to at least put something on the table for the family or send children to council schools, which are cheaper. Zebediah Daka went as far as A-level, but says he's making a lot through vending. He claims he's making much more money on the street than what is being earned by those going to work full-time, earning around $380 monthly.
On a bad day, we would raise something like $20 to $30, but on a good day, we are getting something like $50 or $60, which I think is not bad for some of us, because we sell different items.
But the vendors also carry a dream to help the country get out of the situation it finds itself in today. Muchena says he's not happy with the making payments to the city council. He prefers a minimal tax payment to the government to help them pay off their employees. Muchena says the vendors should be relocated to better designated selling points where the tax payment system could either be on daily or monthly basis, depending on the agreement between the government and the vendors' representatives.
Every day they go there, and the government is a transparent system. Every day somebody can go there, pay or monthly, so that the government can pay, get tax. The government can, I think it will be in a more better manner.
At the moment, vendors pay a minimum of $1.50 a day to city authorities to sell their wares. Tinotenda Mukungate uvenze the Copacabana tax rank is of the opinion that the city councils are not providing the services for which they are being paid for, considering the thousands of vendors who are paying on daily basis. He too thinks assisting the government is better than throwing his money at the city fathers.
Better to give that revenue to government so that government can develop the economy.
Guchutu says there is need for the government to take advantage of the vendor situation and use it to build a model where, like Tanzania and Ethiopia, are examples. Vendors in those countries are well organized, who contribute to the national fiscus with their operations linked directly to the taxing offices, who cannot be cheated. He says the term vendor should not be diminished, adding vendors should not be victimized. He asked that the government should sit down with the vendors and find a way on how they can best benefit from the fastest growing industry in the country.
I think what should be done is more of a consultative process where government, council and the vendors come together. You never know, some of these vendors might have better ideas, but we're saying, what about government? So the best way forward would be for us to come up with that consultative process, to come up with a tax regime for them, an agreed figure. Even if you say, like, for example, if you say 50 cents per day, who knows what that can do in.
The education guru points out on how some economic powers like China have built a vibrant industry out of vending.
Because we are talking of places like India, places like China, where they were more like behind the back door, I mean factories and so forth, but they moved to small medium, and then they're now big institutions. So we're saying this can be done, and we have an opportunity for Zimbabwe to move forward.
But the vendors themselves say this is not possible in Zimbabwe as long as they continue operating from the new premises they've been relocated to. The premises they claim are far away from the buying public. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.